Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday and happy Mom's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Network. I'm your host, Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive, Reiki master, and, of course, a radio show host. Each Sunday, the show airs at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We have a special guest each week who is an expert in some sort of field related to spirituality, holistic health, metaphysics, and even paranormal. So if you are an expert in any of those areas and would like to be on the show, just send me an email at lisa@lisatarvis.com, and I will definitely review it and get back to you. Today, we have a very special guest. You know, angels are one of the near and dear things to my heart, obviously. That's what my book was pretty much about. And we have on with us today Christia Cummings Slack, who Christia is she was born an artist. She's an empath, a clairvoyant, and a channel of spirit. And she is able to talk with the angels, get information from the angels, give angel readings, as well as do distance healing. That's all connected to the angelic realm, angelic energy. So I think it's going to be really, really interesting. And I think this is a great show to call in if you guys have any kind of... you know, if you want to have some sort of reading, you want to have an angel reading, or you want to have a healing session, she can even do it through sounds with, she uses crystal bowls and tuning forks to do sound therapy, which is a popular new kind of alternative health thing that we're getting more and more information about, how wonderful it is and how it is becoming it's a fast mover up the energy healing spectrum. So I want to introduce her. Again, her name is Christia, and I'm going to get her on the line right now. Are you here with me?
Yes, I am, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. I'm so excited. I want to give everybody the phone number to call in first. So anybody that wants to call in, I know it's Mother's Day, but, you know, all you moms out there, you can give yourself a gift of calling in and having a little reading today. The number is 347-945-7246. And you press 1 after you dial that number, 347-945-7246, and you will then be in the queue, and I'll get to you as soon as there's an appropriate moment in the show. So, Christia, why don't you talk to us about how did this happen? Were you born able to communicate with angels? How did the whole thing start with you?
Well, yes, I didn't know it at the time. I didn't become consciously aware that I was, quote unquote, let's say different or could talk to angels until actually graduate school. I realized during my thesis that the doodles I'd been drawing all my life were actually ancient symbols, and then I had a friend who had a serious car accident, and I was she didn't have any family in town, and she had broken her back, and we all took turns with her at different days. And she lived on the second floor, and I had done my shift, and I was I shut the top of the stairs door, and then I was in this long, narrow staircase hallway going down, and then there was a door at the bottom of the stairs. And as I got about halfway down, it was like heaven opened, and the only thing I can explain is that it sounded like a chorus of angels. And it was like the door opened, and I heard this beautiful, amazing sound, and then the door closed, and then I was literally on the stairs sitting down, like sobbing, because, and I had goosebumps all over myself. And then the rational mind kicks in and says, what are you hearing? Was that angels? And then I ran out and I got a book of angels. And then at the time I had another friend that was an artist, and she made me a painting. And it was this angel, and above the angel's head, instead of a halo, were these tiny, tiny, tiny dots of colored, these dots of colored light. And in that moment, I was taken back to when I was really, really young. And I remembered that when I was really young, I used to lay in bed, and before I would go to sleep at night, I would look into the dark, and I would not go to sleep until I saw these tiny, tiny, tiny points of colored light swirling around me. And I, at that point, I remembered that they used to make shapes, and then they would swirl, and it was so comforting. Wow. I had a really troubled childhood, and those dots of light were so comforting and so peaceful to me that I would wait until I saw them, and I knew that things were going to be okay when I saw those lights swirling around me, and then I was able to go to sleep at night. So in that moment when I saw that painting as an adult, I realized that all my life that they had been with me, I might not have consciously been aware of them in the sense of, you know, using the terminology that everyone uses, but that they had always been with me.
Right.
And so that, and the beautiful thing is once you become consciously aware of something, then it's like a domino effect. Then things start happening and you're like, oh my goodness, this is always, it's always been here. And
right.
I'm so grateful for that realization.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's an amazing thing to look back on your childhood as an adult and realize all the different things that you were able, that, you know, that make sense now that you didn't understand that were just part of your childhood. You know, it's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, you know, from personal experience that, and for you, I mean, being able to draw things, being able to actually have drawings and paintings and things like that, and to be able to then see later on that they meant something, that they were messages. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for it. And, you know, and then through my own, you know, wanting to know more about who and what I am, I have discovered that, you know, some of my past lives have been artists, that I was artists, and, you know, that I've always had some kind of connection to angels and the being of service and art, you know, pretty much in every incarnation, which is pretty fun and exciting as well.
Yeah, and you actually, I know your degrees were in the fine arts, weren't they?
Yeah, I actually have my bachelor's and master's in fine arts in painting. Yes, and wow. I've traveled the world. I studied painting in Italy, and you know, people. I do paint guardian angels for people. I paint. I've done a lot of work, like when. Because I'm real connected to babies before they're born, their souls will talk to me. I've done a lot of readings for women who have been pregnant, and I'll actually paint. They'll commission me to paint the baby spirit before the baby comes. And I love doing that. I love doing that work. And it's interesting because sometimes the baby will come through as an angel or an animal energy, like a dolphin. I've done dolphins, turtles, butterflies, flowers.
Wow.
Because the spirit of the baby is, you know, it's not, it's an energy thing, you know, so it's not tied into, let's say, you know, what we think, you know, I mean, but it's, and then I'll write a little channeling, you know, from the baby to the mother, to the family. And I love doing that. It's such a heart place. It's such a heart opening. It's such a really beautiful thing because, you know, there's these little, wonderful little soul light beings that are coming in to the planet, and they have nothing but love for, you know, the mom and the family, and, you know, it's just amazing and quite an honor to be able to participate in that.
Yeah, I would think so too. I mean, I always feel, every time I feel an angel enter a session I'm having with a client, and you know, I'm able to tell, especially the archangels, which archangel is with us and things like that. I always feel like, wow, you know, you do feel so honored to have them be part of your life, let alone your life at that very moment, the session you're having with someone. So It is a beautiful thing to go through. Again, everyone, the call-in number if you want to have a reading from Christia, and I'm going to actually have her do a reading for me real quick so that, you know, everybody can understand what she does and what it's all about. But the call-in number is 347-945-7246, 347-945-7246. And then press 1 and you'll be in the queue. There's also the chat rooms open. So if you have a question in the chat room or you want to say something, you want a reading, you can always let me know through the chat room as well. But what I'd like to do is, so everybody understands how you work, and we'll get the ball rolling. As you know, I love angels and I am very, very open to all of this. And I'd love for you to start with me and show me what do you need to know? How does it work?
Okay, it's really easy. I'm already feeling your people, so your angels. So my question to you is, do you have a specific question? If not, I've already pulled 3 cards here for you that I'm gonna feed off the energies. But do you have a specific question?
A specific question, I would, you know, not really. Just give me general. Just give me general, because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that you could get asked specific questions about, but let's stay general for now.
Okay, no problem. So while we were talking earlier, and I just said, I always like to say a little prayer and just connect to your angels. And immediately, first of all, because of who you are, your angels were right there. They're like, hey, we're right here. So I just went ahead and I pulled 3 cards for you because I love to do things in threes. The first card I pulled, it was patience. The second card is forgiveness. And the third card is birth. And immediately when I saw the word patience, it was about you being a little bit more patient with yourself, just a little giving yourself a little bit more leeway in the realm of what you're working on. And
That's a good one for me. Trust me, I am very hard on myself and not patient with myself at all.
Yeah, at all. And that, now you at times can have the patience of Job with other people.
Yeah.
You really can.
If I have 3 teenagers, if I don't have some patience, I'm going to have a really, really hard day.
So you give them a certain leeway, so to speak. And so they really want me to encourage you to start to give that for yourself, to give that, you know, inner, that permission for your inner child to have, you know, patience there. And the forgiveness, again, I felt like it was more about yourself than something outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Was about just letting any inner dialogue that you have that is not self-loving, is not self-accepting. It felt like there was some old dialogue that wasn't even really you anymore, that wasn't even really related to who you are now, but it's kind of hanging out. And
yeah.
So we wanted to go ahead and clear that out.
Yeah.
And the birth card, immediately I thought, oh, she's getting ready to step into something new. You're getting ready to I don't know if you're writing a new book or take on a new, what I saw was like you actually taking a step up. So upgrading yourself energetically.
That's awesome. I am writing a second book. So,
okay.
I'm just putting it together now. So maybe it's that. Those all made so much sense though.
Yeah, so you're birthing, there's going to be a new gift. You're going to receive a new, whether it's a new talent or a new skill or a new, maybe it's coming back to your, you know, connection to really being able to feel and hear and see them even more on a different level, a higher level, a stronger frequency. But something new is coming for your in your bag of tricks, so to speak. Your gifts.
I like that. That's good. I like that. I like that a lot. All right, that's great. We actually have another caller on the line, so
okay.
I'm going to get to that caller calling from the 661 area code.
Hey, Lisa, it's Daria. I'm calling from Skype. How are you?
Hi, Daria. I wondered, I'm like, 661, who is that?
I don't know why the Skype numbers come up weird, but I had to log out of the, I was online listening, but I had to log out of that and because I wanted to be able to call from Skype. So anyway, sorry for the confusion.
Daria,
but it's me.
Just so everyone knows, Daria is she's the one that created the Right Stream Network, which is the network that we're on. And she has her own radio show that she does on the air every Tuesday on the same network. And Daria, Christia, Daria.
Hi, Christia.
Hi, Daria.
How are you?
Great. So would you like a little reading?
Sure. I'd like to do like what Lisa did, just kind of, you know, just see what you come up with kind of thing. I don't really have a specific question. I just would like
okay.
to have a reading. So,
no
yeah.
problem. All right. So I got three cards here for you. And the first card is joy. The second card is transformation. And the third
wow.
card is abundance. And immediately when I saw joy, it was like, wow, you're shining your light. It's, you know, like you really are kind of, when you walk into the room, your light, when I say your light, I'm talking about your soul's light is likened to the sun in the sense of it can really, really bring a lot of people joy. And then I saw you with your, you know, moving out into the world with radio and your presence energetically really bringing joy to a lot of people with just you being you. It's not so much having to do anything, but just really being in your presence, kind of like rays of light come off of you, and those rays of light contain joy.
Wow. Sounds great.
And then the second card, the transformation, you have been going through some inner transformations, and it's like you're getting ready to, just like for Lisa, how she's taking a step up. You're doing some inner transformations. So if you're not already in that process, you're going to be doing, it's almost like you're going to be opening up your belief even more. Like maybe you were skeptic about something in the spiritual world. Something is going to open you even more energetically, spiritually, deeper, your connection to God, your connection to the angels, your connection to Mother Mary, your connection to just your spiritual connection, you're getting ready to open even wider and through the heart chakra. Abundance is the third card. And so in the flow, all of that is going to bring greater stability, greater not only financial abundance, but abundance of love is what they're showing me. Abundance of spirit, abundance of joy, abundance of peace. And it's all coming through your heart. So if you haven't begun the process already, your heart is going to open up even more. And I tell people that, you know, we're always in transformation. We're always evolving as spiritual beings. And so look at yourself and look at your heart chakra as a beautiful flower, and the petals are just, you know, opening some more. You know, you're opening up. It was already open, but now it's going to open a few more petals. So as it opens those few more petals, it gets a little bit wider. It gets a little bit, you know, stronger, a little bit brighter. So opening up to all of that. So just be conscious that you're kind of going through another shift, another transformation. And it's all about the heart.
Wow.
That sounds really accurate, Daria.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Lisa knows. Wow, I'm like blown away. And one thing I do want to say is I've had people tell me, and Lisa, I think you did too when we had our reading a while back. I've had people tell me that I do have the gift for being a medium, but I, you know, and for that spiritual connection. And when I was very young, I used to, it was kind of scary though. When we moved into a new house, I used to see a woman at the end of my bed, and she really scared the life out of me. And I think that was when I shut it off, because I didn't really want to have the ability to see things anymore. But I've been told by more than one person that I do have that ability, and I just need to, like, work on it more. So that makes perfect sense. Plus the heart, everything you said about the heart, too.
Yeah, opening up to that. And just, you know, you can easily start with just simple, I like to call them angel letters. I keep a little journal. I encourage people to keep a journal. And it's kind of, like I said, I call it the angel letters. And you just start in the morning and you just say, "Dear angels," and you kind of write out what may be weighing on your heart and mind. And then you kind of, and at the end you just say, you know, like, "I ask for your help," and then write it out, what's weighing on your heart and mind. And at the end say, "Thank you." And then at the end of the day, you go back to your angel letter and give thanks. And you'll be amazed at how, you know, things might have been already taken care of at the end of that day for that particular thing. And for you, letting down how, you know, how can I put this? Not trying to control how you channel, kind of being open. It's not going to be like whatever perceived ideas that you have of being the medium, let those go. Because what they're showing me is that you're going to come up with a way that is comfortable with you and might not be in the sense, quote unquote, what you think is a traditional medium.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so your gift could be a little different than what, you know, you hear typical of, like, gifts, I mean, of psychic gifts. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so it's not like you go into, I'm not seeing you as a trance medium channel where you know, the spirit comes in the body, and then what I'm seeing is more like, and it's kind of how I got started was writing. I was real nervous about channeling at the beginning. And so I just got into kind of automatic writing. And now the more I do it, it's just kind of like a floodgate, you know. And now I can do trance channeling. But at the beginning, I was so nervous. and I didn't want to do it wrong, or I didn't want to, I didn't want to do, you know, I didn't want to make a mistake, or, you know, that was, that's the inner perfectionist in me. That's my issues. But, you know, so opening up to that. And so for you, letting down that wall of how, what they're showing me is how, you know, quote unquote, how you think it should be, you know, letting that go, and how you, you know, how you perceive it, you know, how other people have done it. And you might be surprised. I kind of feel like you're already doing it, but you don't realize that you're channeling them. I feel like you're already, you know, got your toe in the door, so to speak, but you haven't really, you know, jumped in, because you're still really hesitant of the beliefs on what you kind of, you know, what we perceive things to be. You know, as humans, we give labels to things, and we love to categorize things, and it's it doesn't necessarily have to be that way.
Great. No, I'm excited. I mean, you're right. I am kind of like, that's so funny, because my toe is kind of like in the water, and I'm sort of, that makes perfect sense. I sort of wade in, and then I get like a little nervous, and I kind of take a step back.
Yeah. The writing thing makes sense, because Daria is also an author, and she does a lot of writing, and she interviews a lot of authors and things like that. So the automatic writing thing, Daria, might be a really cool thing for you to try. And if you don't know how to do it, we'll talk off air, because it's really wild. I mean, it's interesting when you're kind of in a meditative state and you're just writing what you write. You know what?
Yeah.
I mean? So that might be a great thing for you to try.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that offline, Lisa. That would be great. Okay.
Yeah, I think
you would really, really be excited about what you get. And before, you know, and I love to teach people, before anybody does any of this, always just connect, you know, with prayer to your people, to your angels, to your guides, you know, whoever you're connected with. Call on Archangel Michael, ask to be protected. And so, you know, so that what you bring through is, so that you know that what you're bringing through. And also, too, if people are going to do this at home, just remember that the angels speak to you through your heart. They'll never be critical. They're never judgmental. They're always loving. They're always supportive. If you get criticism or judgment, that could be your inner critic, or it could be another spirit, but it's not the angels. Because they come through the heart.
Yeah,
so
that's important. Yeah, that's important to know, because people do misinterpret the messages they get sometimes, I think, as being angels, when they're really not angels. They're it's your own self-doubt, and your own, and it is, anything they ever give you is completely full of love, and just, you're so right. No judgment, no, you know, coulda, shoulda, you should have done this. I mean, there's none of that. You know, it's just all pure love, and it's easy to decipher, because we're so hard on ourselves as humans, you know, that it's really easy to decipher when it's an angel, because it's all nice. We don't talk nice to ourselves very much.
And, you know, I like the idea that you said of, you know, calling in Archangel Michael first, you know, for protection. I think that's one of the things that was holding me back, because I just always want to make sure that what I'm bringing in or connecting with is good, and not anything, you know, bad, evil, or anything that wishes harm. So I think that's probably I think that's my deep rooted fear. So I'll make sure that I talk to Archangel Michael first when I'm trying to do this. So
yeah, and anchoring, you know, just make it, you know, prayer is setting up the intention. So I always tell people, just, you know, always start with prayer, always state your intention, and, you know, being really clear, and then I always say Archangel Michael is the biggest, baddest thing for protection there is, so all is well with him.
I love that. Well, thank you so much. Oh, my God, I love this. I'm going to continue to listen.
All right, great, Daria. Thanks for calling in.
All Thank you. All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
God
bless. Bye.
Bye. We've actually got another caller on hold. I want to just give the call-in number again. If you want your own reading with Christia, you can reach us at 347-945-7246 and then press 1, and you'll be in the queue. Right now, if you're ready for another one,
sure.
We'll take a break after this one and take a commercial break so you can have a moment to catch your breath. But here this is a caller calling from the area code 303.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, thanks for calling.
Happy Mother's Day to both of you.
Happy Mother's Day. You too.
And just wanted to, I guess, see what the angels see for me in way of moving into the direction of my own dreams and the work that I'm here to do. Sure. So and what's your name, darling?
Wendy.
Wendy, okay. The first card, I pulled three cards for you, Wendy. I got strength, peace, and courage. So I know that life hasn't been, when I see those cards, I think, whoa, okay, you've had a bumpy road. And you've really, it's almost like you've pulled yourself up, they're showing me with your bootstraps, in the sense of you really have, you haven't always been, but you have developed an inner strength that is unstoppable now, strong like a tree. And you haven't always kind of tooted your own horn, but now you're starting to kind of be comfortable in your own skin so that you can toot your own horn. And so that it's not egotistical, it's being self-loving when you can stand in your own personal power and be like, yeah, this is who I am and I'm okay with it. And I can move out from this point of grounded strength. And that's where you are now. And so you moving to your goals, you moving to where you want to be energetically and to where you're being of service on the planet is a deep, deep peace. And I really feel that from you. I really feel like you have achieved, you've kind of gone through the tornado and come out the other side. And life hasn't always been easy for you. It's been quite a hard at times, energetically, emotionally, physically, mentally. But you have really worked at achieving inner peace in the sense of you've really consciously made it a point to work on it. And it's something that you've been doing for a while. And the third card, courage, is keep having the courage to do what you're doing. And I don't think you will let other people sway you from your goals and your dreams. And what I see is a ship, you know, sailing to the island, smooth sailing to where you want to be because you deserve it. It's time. And as long as you keep your inner resolve strong with the inner strength that you've attained and that you are attaining, because the more you tap into it, the stronger it gets, then you're going to be able to just achieve where you want to go. And is it a new business venture? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking in that direction. I mean, I've worked at home for many years for a medical software company, but I definitely have a passion for spiritual work and have been practicing energy work and been a spiritual midwife since 94.
Yeah.
Recently wrote a book on the art of spiritual parenting and have been talking with a friend about a venture of a project business launch that is exciting and has a lot of different aspects.
Yeah, because it's the whole. It's going to, not only is it for the moms, it's for the whole family, and it's all-encompassing, and it's really, really good. Really, really good. So just have the courage to keep doing what you're doing, and it will be success. And it's time, you know. It's time for you to focus on those things that really feed you. So I'm mm-hmm. excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful.
You have to keep us posted and let us know how you do.
All right.
And,
we'll
be able to promote you.
Yeah, it sounds like a possible future guest of mine.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You two have a lovely rest of your day. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Same.
Take care.
Bye. All right, we'll give you a little break, take a commercial break here. The call-in number again, if you'd like your own personal angel reading, is 347-945-7246. And then all you do is press 1. If you just want to listen in, just don't press 1. Just call in at 347-945-7246, and you can listen. Or if you press 1 after you dial the number, you will be in the queue, and I will get to you as soon as possible. So I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll give Christy a little bit of a break, and then we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Hi, this is Daria Ann, author and founder of the WriteStream Radio Network. If you're an author, writer, blogger, or just someone who enjoys reading and learning, I hope you'll tune in to our inspiring, insightful, and educational programs. Every Sunday, join author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvez for Just Believe at 1 p.m. Eastern, when she explores a variety of spiritual topics, including alternative healing modalities. A gifted intuitive from a young age, Lisa's book, entitled Just Believe, chronicles her journey from a childhood of seeing and communicating with angels to a career in which she uses her talents to help others emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Each week, she interviews experts in the fields of personal growth, spiritual development, and alternative medicine. Military Mondays with author and military historian John D. Gresham analyzes current events and issues from the perspective of the United States military. Tune in at 1 p.m. Eastern every Monday when John, author of such books as Uncommon Valor and journalist for the Defense Media Network, interviews accomplished guests on important topics like national security and defense and global terrorism. WriteStream Tuesdays with Daria Ann airs at 1 p.m. Eastern and welcomes authors in diverse genres, including romance, drama, military history, spirituality, and politics. We also speak social, discussing the benefits and pitfalls of social media platforms and the numerous and plentiful publishing formats now available with various experts in order to help other authors navigate through new technology to reach higher levels of success. During every broadcast, we welcome your calls at 347-945-7246. And of course, the chat room is always open. Can't listen live? No worries. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/WriteStream to listen to the archives. And be sure to join us for our weekly Thursday WriteStream Twitter chat at 11 a.m. Eastern using the hashtag WriteStream on Twitter. Rejoice in the flow of creativity with the WriteStream Radio Network and the WriteStream Twitter chat.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's Wireless Companies. and the National Safety Council.
All right, everyone, we're back with Christia Cummings-Slack, who is our angel medium, and she is being kind enough to give live angel readings today, as well as energy clearing and healing sessions, too. So anybody, even if you need a little bit of a healing, you can call in, and she can do that on air as well. The number to call in is 347-945-7246, and then press 1, and you'll be in the queue. A question for you, Christia, is do you have do you think that people, like if you want to do a healing for somebody, do you need their permission to do that, or do you, like if I know somebody who I think needs healing, can I ask you to do a healing session for them even though they don't know I'm doing it?
Well, that's a tricky thing.
Yeah.
You always need the permission. Now, if the person was, say, in the hospital and they just had a major accident, I would actually call in their angels and their soul, and I would ask my soul to ask permission from their soul if I could send the healing, if I could send the energy and the angel light. So I always, if I can't get verbal permission from the person, I would like to get permission from their soul. Because it's, I think, you know, Earth still is a free will zone. And I've actually had people try to, you know, like they buy healings for another person, like for a gift certificate or something, or like they'll come on, like I always run a special at Christmas time, 2-for-1, where people can, you know, give the gift of healing. And I've had people buy, you know, healing sessions for other people, and then they not use them, and then I'll just say, well, you know, I want you, you know, someone needs to use it. So, but I've had people refuse healing before.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they just shut down, you know, they're energetically, they're shut down on a lot of levels. And so, but I always ask permission from the other person. If I, again, if I can't speak to them or, email or, you know, verbally, if I can't get a verbal yes, then energetically. And I've energetically been told no as well, where they didn't, the soul didn't want the healing. And that's hard to swallow sometimes, because as being a healer and being aligned with the angels, it's hard when you come across that energy where that person and that soul just doesn't want it. And we have to be, that's when we have to, and me especially, I have to get in my non-judgmental energy and just be like, you know, it's not my, you know, thing to judge, because I don't know the story of that soul.
Right.
I don't know that soul's divine path.
Right.
I don't know their exact blueprint. So it's not me to judge. I don't know the whole story. So, you know, but the human person in me that wants to help people and, you know, really doesn't want to see people suffer, you know, it's sometimes hard to, I don't get it very often, but when I do, you know, it's a harder energy when I come across it. It's almost like coming up against a brick wall. Let's say you're a river and you're flowing downstream, and all of a sudden, whack, you come across a brick wall that says, I'm not letting you in.
Right.
I'm not open to healing.
I always wonder, like, you know, if when you're talking about a healing session and you're talking about getting permission from the soul, when my mom was dying, she was in an induced coma because she had to be, she had a machine breathing for her. So, I always think if I would have done, I ended up flying down to Florida and I did a lot of Reiki on her and things, but if I would have called someone like to do an angel reading, I really feel, because she predicted her death, and she was only having knee surgery, so it was a little weird, and she'd had lots of other surgeries throughout her life, and she was only 68, perfectly healthy, doing great. I always wonder, though, if her soul would have said no, if it would have been one of those walls that you would have faced because of the fact that she knew it was her time, you know?
Well, sometimes, even though if the person's going to go ahead and cross over, leave their physical form, you can still administer healing to make the process easy. So sometimes the soul, even if the soul is already agreed to go,
right.
And even if the person knows that consciously that they've chosen to go, you know, sometimes they don't say no. It just depends.
Right.
Usually, the energy that I receive, the no's are, you know, it's, again, it's just like a wall. It's and I have a feeling that your mom would have been open to just, you know, it was easy for her anyway. There were lots of angels around her, but I don't feel like her soul would have said no. I just feel like it would have just been more energy of love around her.
Yeah, I don't think she would have said no either, because she knows I would have been mad at her, because she knows my I love the angel. She would have been like, oh yeah, gotta do this.
You know, but I really feel like your angel team and her angel team, and like there were a lot of angels around her, and you know, it was very, very peaceful when she passed or crossed over, and
it seemed to be, and
yeah.
I kept feeling the transition, and I wanted to ask you about this too, if you've noticed this. When I was sitting there with her, even before I accepted she was going to die, because, you know, even though the doctors are telling you this, that, you know, she can't survive what she has, you know, I'm an optimist, and I'm like, do not say that. Miracles happen every day, you know, but I'm sitting there, and I kept feeling, I was like, wow, she's not here anymore. Like, her body was laying in the bed, but I felt like her soul, like, she had started to transition. Like, she was out, and then she'd,
right.
out, and then she'd go out. It was almost like she was preparing herself, like, visiting the other side and then coming back into her body. And
yeah.
There were just moments where I was like, wow, her soul's not here anymore. She's
right.
She's actually gone, but then it would worry me, but then she'd be back. It was a bizarre thing. Have you ever experienced that?
Yes, and it's almost like they're, again, like you said, they're preparing to go. And one time I had the privilege of, I was actually working with a massage therapist at the time with a client, and we were doing an etheric healing, and I was, you know, in that space. And I actually saw what happens to a soul when it first leaves the body.
Wow.
And when there's all this angels, that person's guardian angel, that person's angel team. Because whether or not you believe in angels, everybody has a guardian angel. Whether or not you believe or not, they are there. And they have an angel team. Whether or not they call upon them or believe in them, it doesn't matter. They have them. And so immediately when the soul comes out of the body, it's surrounded. Now, depending on how that soul left the body, whether it was peaceful or traumatic, the soul may choose to cross. The angels will help the soul cross over right then. Sometimes souls get stuck, and that's a whole nother thing. But usually, they'll cross right over, and when they cross right over, the soul is taken into this, what I was shown was, like, if you can imagine a big room that's just filled with light, like you can't even see any walls or ceiling or floor because it's just so bright. And then the soul, which is kind of still mirroring the physical form it just left, like it's still in that shape, it hasn't gone into the to like a ball of light yet, it's laid out on this like slab of white. So everything's white, and they're like I said, no floor, no ceiling, no physical walls, so to speak. And then it's laid out on this white, beautiful, to me it looked like marble, but I'm sure it's something etherically made. And then the form there. And then all these angels that have been with this soul in this lifetime and other lifetimes start to talk to it. And not talk to it like how we humans talk to it, but communicate with it, like soothing it back into its spirit form. Like, you know, it's, and then depending on the traumas that this soul suffered, or depending on how it left the physical world, it takes time for that. So it could, and there's no time in spirit like there is in human, you know, how we have here on Earth. There isn't, you know, so it'll take however long that soul needs to transition back into the spirit world. And when I was shown that, I was really kind of blown away. I didn't realize that, you know, our souls would need. And I guess it would, because imagine that we're, I always describe our souls as big as a basketball, and our soul is trying to fit into our physical form, which is as, like, tiny as a pinhead, you know? So yeah. You've got this great big energy trying to fit in this tiny, tiny little form. And no matter how big your body is, in the grand scheme of things, you're tiny.
right, absolutely. Yeah,
you know, in the scheme of the universe, it's teeny, 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 tiny, and our souls, you know, we really don't have a clue as to how big our soul is, and how bright, and how full of love and light it really is, because you know, it, I always say it's not easy being 3D. It's not easy being here in the 3D world.
No.
You know, if we were told at the beginning before we came down, which some of us might not choose to.
I know. I keep asking myself, what was I thinking? I was lucky enough to be born with some memories of the other side. And when you have that, and when you have those memories, and you look at your life, and even though I have a fantastic life, don't get me wrong, I have gifts and I have an incredible family and lots of support and, you know, just a lot of great things in my life. When I look at like how peaceful and simple and, you know, how easy it was being in a spirit form, I sit there and I scratch my head. Why in the world did I do this? You know, but I know there had to have been a reason. So,
right.
You know what I think I want to ask you, because you know, as another angel person who has channeled angels, I've always felt that angels were always angels. And I had a caller on a radio show that I was a guest on the other day, and she asked me if somebody that passes could become an angel. And I said that was almost impossible, that was, you know, that was very, very rare. I'm not saying it never happened, but that it was very rare, that the angels were, for the most part, they never walked on earth. They were created to be the messengers of God. And I felt like I was disappointing her, because I don't think that's what she wanted to hear. I think
Right.
that someone that passed on was an angel. I told her that, you know, I said that they certainly can become kind of like a helper to the angels, you know, and can be with you, and they can be with the angels and help watch over you and kind of take on an assistant role. How do you feel about that?
I agree with you, because this is the deal. Angels are directly messengers from God. I know for a fact that angels have, it's very, very, very rare. I'm not saying it can't happen, but it would be very, very rare. But I know that when we lose a loved one, we want to, especially grandparents. I get that a lot from people, that question, that they know that their grandmother is their guardian angel.
Right.
But the truth of it is, your grandmother is with you, and your grandmother is watching over you, and but it's more like a spirit guide than an angel. Now they love you and they're with you, but an angel has never ever usually been physical form, and it's different from a human soul. And it's hard for our 3D human brain to comprehend that language. It's hard for us because we're so inundated with the 3D.
Right.
And you know, we've loved this person that we've lost. And they loved us when we were little. They've always been our champion. You know, they always loved us. And they told us that when they passed, that they were going to watch over us. So
right.
We believe that they're right. A guardian angel. So, but they're not. The deal is with the guardian angel is every soul, every human soul has a guardian angel. And that guardian angel has been with that human soul in every incarnation. It's the same guardian angel. It doesn't matter if you were a boy in one lifetime or a girl in another lifetime, it's always the same guardian angel with that particular soul. And angels rarely are, 3D human. Because we have to remember, everything in quantum physics tells us everything is measured in hertz, in frequencies. And our human body has been measured to vibrate between 60 and 72 hertz. And now our internal organs can vibrate a little bit higher, a little bit lower. And so I have a pair of angel tuning forks. They vibrate in the 4,000s. So the difference between a human physical form and an angelic frequency form, it's huge. We're talking 72 to 4,000. I mean, that gap is huge. So energetically, it would actually be physically painful for an angel to, you know, to slow down their vibration enough to be 3D.
Yeah, I would think so too. Do you feel the difference? Because I always, when I'm doing a session and, I have my spirit guide working with me and I have angels that are coming in, can you feel the difference between, because I always have been able to, and I don't know if that's bizarre or not, but the difference between a deceased loved one that's coming in, the energy difference between a deceased loved one, a spirit guide, a guardian angel, and like an archangel?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can feel like it's a complete different vibration almost.
Yes, it is.
All right, so I'm not
confused.
Okay.
No. Everybody, energetically, you're totally right. It's a different energy frequency, and they're similar, but yet they're different, and they feel different.
Right.
Yes. I have been channeling the angels actually for a couple of years now on my blog, it's just
right.
My channelings. And the other day, well, now it's been probably about 6 months, but I was in the shower and I realized that this group of angels that I've been working with or been channeling the last, several years were actually the archangels. And I was so in it, I didn't realize it. And at such a higher vibration, I was not consciously aware that it was the archangels.
Right.
And I don't even know how to, how to put it all into words. But this angel team that I work with, I know now, is the archangels. And it makes sense, so much sense, because I was already working with them. I just didn't realize the specifics of that. And now I've actually changed a little bit of what I do when I do my energy healings, how I bring them in and working with them. But I just didn't realize that's who it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just called them my angel team. And
right.
I didn't know, I was not consciously aware. To me, they were just my team. I didn't realize that they were the archangels until I was in the shower and I was shampooing in my hair and they were talking to me, and then it was like they were showing me. You know what I mean? It was like, no, we really, this is who we always have been. You know, kind of thing. And I was
right,
like,
right. So they were trying to tell you that this is it.
Yeah.
This is,
and they wanted, it was
time.
Really important that I use those words, archangels, for them.
Right.
To bring in the, you know, their frequencies and to consciously open up to that energy, to that higher frequency. Because I guess there was a part of me like, who am I to work with the larger guys, you know, so to speak.
Right. I kind of feel like that too sometimes. I'm like, why is Archangel Michael coming to me? Wouldn't he have better people to work with here? But you know, when you understand that there's no, when you understand this concept of they're not being limited to only dealing with one person at a time, because they're not constricted like that, it kind of makes a little more sense. But it does give you this whole, like, wow. Kind of cool. But do you ever get people ask me all the time, do you know my guardian angel's name? Do you know my spirit guide's name? Do you have people ask you that a lot? And do you
I immediately tell people that, and they don't like to hear this, but
I know what you're going to say because I tell them the same thing.
I immediately tell people that is the human ego in us.
We
want to name, categorize, compartmentalize, you know, and dissect it. But the truth of it is, they don't have names like Bob, Jerry, and April that we do.
Right.
And they, you know, it's a frequency. It's a vibration. It's not, I said, I'll help people get a name, and their angels are okay with whatever, you know, the guardian angel's okay with whatever name they feel. You know, it's okay. They just want you communicating with them.
Right.
They just want you talking to them. But, you know, but specifically, do they have names? Like, we have names? No.
No. Yeah. Every time I've ever got, because I sometimes think, all right, I'd love to know, like, my spirit guide's name, because, you know, I feel like I want to, it's almost, for me, I always feel like I want to thank her. Like, it feels like a female energy to me.
But yes.
I always feel like thank her for all the help she gives me. And it feels like it'd be more personal to know that. And every time I start, I get the beginning, but I never, it's such a bizarre name that I never can get, like, a real name. It's almost like my human mind can't comprehend the name I'm getting.
Well, and that's a perfect thing that you're saying, that our human mind can't comprehend, because that's the deal. We only use 7% of our brain, people.
Right.
And so, you know, when
some
you're talking...
Some of us less 7%. I know that was less than that.
And so, you know, for us to comprehend something that is the most magnificent, unlimited, purest love, purest light, and we're going to give it the name Bob.
I know.
I mean, or it's just, you know,
it's hard to even come up with a word for it, because it is a little bit out there, you know, for us to really expect that people could do that. But I was, people ask me, I'm like, if you, I mean, I really, like, I can sometimes tell, like, a spirit guide, it feels Native American, it feels.
Right. You know,
but I can, I'm like, name, no way. I mean, the name is so, I can get the beginning, but I can never get the full name because it's so bizarre, you know?
Yeah.
The spirit guides, I think, were once human. So.
Yes.
I kind of feel like their names seem a little more.
Yes.
You know, but still, like, I know my spirit guides, it's like every L, and it goes on from there. I'm just not sure how it ends. You know what I mean? Like, I've gotten the beginning of it, and I'm like, okay, I don't get the rest, so.
Well, you know what? Why not ask for, like, a shorter nickname?
Yeah, like or- a nickname. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is like I should just get like a, you know, and it's just for me it's just a way of thanking them without saying thanks spirit guide, you know.
Right.
A little more of a personal relationship because they do work with them with especially her, you know, the one that is with me during my readings. I really feel like I don't know. I just need to, you know. I mean, when if you feel Archangel Michael come in, you obviously say, thank you, Archangel Michael. You know, when you feel Gabriel come in or when you feel Raphael come in, you thank them by name, you know, and it seems like you want
right.
to be your spirit guide, and it doesn't always work that easily. you know, do you ever get what I call an angel download, like that ringing in your ear thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you call it an angel download? I don't know what else to call it. I've always called it angel download.
It's funny that you say download, but I always say, okay, I'm getting, well, I'll say an upgrade,
an
energy, you know, like, right. Oh, okay, they're trying to communicate with me, so I'll go be quiet. So I'll just go and I'll, you know, go sit in the garden or I go try to be quiet because I know that energetically I'm receiving something.
Right, exactly.
But my human consciousness is not.
It's not involved. It's nothing that's coming into your mind. And it's hard to describe to people because, you know, it's like it's not that ringing in your ear that if you go to a rock concert and the next day you can't hear very well.
Right,
you
it's different.
You have this much ringing in your ear. It's not that. It's so much higher pitched. It's a short, for me, it's a short-lived thing. It's just a few seconds to a few moments. And I know I'm getting information, but I don't have any clue what the information is. But then later, all of a sudden, I'll be in a reading with someone, and I'm like, wait a minute, all this stuff that I all of a sudden know a bunch of stuff that I don't know anything about.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, how do I know this? I know nothing about this particular subject. But all of a sudden I do, and I'm able to, and I'm like, that's the download. See, that was the download. So that's kind of cool. I have a couple more questions for you. We don't have any more callers yet, but anybody who wants to call in to get a reading, you can call in at 347-945-7246. And if you press 1, you'll be in the queue to have any questions that you might have or get a reading or a healing from Chrystia. And I'm going to take a quick break, and we will be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, energy healer, intuitive, and the author of the book, Just Believe. I'm also a host on the RightStream Network. My radio show is called Just Believe and airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Please stop by my website at www.lisatarvis.com. That's LISATARVES. For details on all the services I offer, information on my book, and my radio show. There are many amazing guests and fascinating topics scheduled for the show in the upcoming months. I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. But walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Everyone, you're listening to Just Believe Radio. This is Lisa Tarvis. I am your host, and our guest today is Christia Cummings Slack, who is an angel medium, and she has been kind enough to be giving us lots of readings and things like that for anybody who wants to call in. The call in number is 347-945-7246. We're down to probably the last 20 minutes or so of the show, so anybody who wants to call in, this is a great time to do it. Again, the number is 347-945-7246, and you press 1, and you'll be in the queue. So I had another question for you, Christia, real quick, and Daria actually has another question too. So I'm gonna get her back on here live in a minute too. But she actually was. I talked to her a little bit during the break, and she was saying she's getting that angel download thing too, and she wanted to talk a little bit about that. But did you ever have, like, what's the most profound thing that you can think of that's ever happened, either to you personally involving angels or to you for a client, or, you know, was there any one, like, moment that just blew you away?
Oh, gosh. Well, I would definitely say that the time I heard the angels in the hallway, the angel sound, the chorus of angels. You know, there's so many stories. Well, I'll tell you this story, because people still can't believe it happened. I was flying from Savannah to Atlanta, then Atlanta to Chicago to go to my brother's wedding. My plane from Savannah to Atlanta was late, so when I got to Atlanta, they told me the wrong gate, and my plane was already 45 minutes late, and I only had an hour to get in between flights. So I got to the wrong gate, and I had, like, less than 5 minutes to get there, and so I get on the little tram. If you've ever been in Atlanta, you got to go on this little tram, and it'll take you to the next concourse.
Right, yeah.
And so I got on there, and I just started praying. And I have this little angel chant I do, and I'm saying it out loud. You know, there are people looking at me, and I'm praying out loud. And at this point, I really don't care, because I just need to get – I knew that if I missed my flight, then I'd miss the rehearsal dinner and yada, yada.
Right.
You know, it's a whole thing. So I'm just praying, and then I get to the concourse, and I'm running down the concourse, of course, the gates at the end, and I'm waving my hands, and the lady waves to me, and she said, "Cummings," and I say, "Yes," and they had already pulled away the arm and closed the door. They pulled that arm back out and opened that door and let me on that plane.
Wow.
And they don't do that. That never, ever, ever, ever happens. And when I got to the airport, my brother's fiance's brother worked at the airport. He was a guy that, you know, directs the planes in. And he picked me up, and he said, "How was your flight?" And I was telling him about my story. He said, "They don't do that."
No, I know. My husband's actually an airline pilot, and I can tell you right now, they don't do that.
That's what it said.
That's
he
amazing.
Said, "They don't do that." And I said, "I'm here right now, and they did it for me." I said, "It was a miracle." I said, "It was the angels," and I have nothing else to say about it other than I know it was divine intervention from God.
Yeah.
And the angels.
That's amazing. That's a great story. I mean,
he said they don't.
They don't do that.
And then that's what the guy kept saying to me. He said they don't do that.
Yeah.
I said I am here. I am proof that they did.
Yeah, I know. That's just so mind blowing because.
Because I said there's no way I would have. I said I would not be sitting right here right now with you.
Right.
I would still be in the airport because the next flight was like 4 hours out.
Well,
I said,
I'm gonna throw Daria back in here. Hey, Daria, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Do they do that, Daria? Do they do
no.
that?
No, I've never experienced it.
We're all like, they don't do that.
Now it was before 9/11, so
I don't remember them ever doing it before 9/11. Though that's pretty amazing.
I know some things have changed since then, but
yeah, a lot of things have changed since then.
But it was
jam extra rows in the plane. But anyway, I digress. And you're horribly uncomfortable the whole flight.
Yeah, exactly. What other questions did you have, Daria?
Well, I was really interested when you both were talking about, you know, the buzzing in your ear, because I get that, and I'm not going to say it's fairly often, you know, it's not every day, but several times a month I would say I get that, and Lisa, I was listening to you describe it, and I feel like mine's the same way. It's very, very intense. It's very loud. It's like right in my ear, but it's
right.
Quick. It's very fast for me, and like, by the time I realize it happened, I'm trying to figure out what I was thinking of at that moment or why it's significant. But I guess my question is, how can I tap into that? And does it mean that there's some kind of message that they're trying to get across?
It's to be aware. It's to pay attention. I look at it as, okay, stop and pay attention. Okay, what's going on? Stop and pay attention. And it's also, if you're not consciously... I tell people take 5-10 minutes every day and consciously connect with their angels. If you're not doing that already, try, you know, just as we schedule in, you know, getting our hair done, our exercise, whatever we schedule in for ourselves, also scheduling time in with the angels every day. And you'll be surprised once you start to do that how, you know, that ringing, you'll start to hone in and start to feel it and to know, and to, you know, when you get certain, like say a tingling, when you hear, you know, certain songs on the radio, when you hear the ringing in the ears, you'll be more, you know, in tune with it.
Okay.
Because you'll know that it's them communicating with you. And I really feel like for you, oh gosh, they're just showing me writing. if you can start by, automatic writing you can write out your question with the hand you normally write with, and then you can answer with the hand, your non-dominant hand. Even though it might be sloppy, it turns off that part of your brain that says, oh, well, they wouldn't say that to me, or who am I to get that loving message, or, you know, it turns off that part of your brain that is self-critical or judgmental, or that stops you saying, well, who am I to be able to channel the angels?
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, it's a fascinating. There have been books, Conversations with God, I believe, was written by somebody who did automatic writing.
Yeah.
I forget his name? How could I forget his name?
Neil Donald Walsh.
Thank you very much. I'm like, how am I forgetting his name?
He wrote them all out on legal pads and then typed them out. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was fascinating. I mean, it was like such a really cool. He had some very cool messages. You know, it was a really interesting series of books. I read them all, but a long time ago. That's been a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah.
I know, and I've given them all away.
I do that with my books all the time. I'm like constantly here. You can borrow this book, and then you never see it again.
In there too.
I'm good. All right.
Well, good.
Anything else? Anything else, Daria?
No, I think that's it. But I was really glad that you brought that up, because that was, I hadn't thought of it for today to ask that question. But I'm glad you brought it up, because then it prompted me, because that does happen to me quite often. So thank you again for those insights.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, thanks, Daria.
All right, and happy Mother's Day to you both too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So one of the there's so many questions about angels, and there's so many different things that that we can cover, and an angel talking about angels, and it's for me, it's comforting, because we find ourselves very able to kind of verify each other's stuff. We're all so connected, like. We all have such similar experiences, just a little different here, just a little different there. What do you feel about angel numbers? Because I'm a big angel numbers girl. Like,
oh,
11,
yeah.
11.
I think that's one of the ways people communicate, or the angels communicate with us. I feel like they communicate with us through numbers, through songs on the radio.
Yes.
I'll hear a song in my head.
Yeah.
One morning I woke up and I heard that song, Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers.
Right.
And I kept hearing that song in my head, and I knew it was them.
Right.
I knew it was the angels, and that was when I was doing some deep work in the garden at channeling. And, they communicate with us in various ways all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll even communicate with us through strangers on the street. They might come up to us, and we might not even know the person, and they'll say exactly what we needed to hear in the exact moment. And then they go on there about their business, and we may never, ever see that person again. But in that moment, they were opening up to be a channel for the angels.
You know, it's funny.
They didn't know it.
You said that about songs, because I'll be like, I have like, I don't know, a couple thousand songs on my iPhone, and usually I just play my favorites. Like, I just have a bunch of favorites that I listen to over and over again. And every once in a while, I'll just put it on shuffle, and the first song that comes up is like something I haven't heard in so long, and it speaks right to me. Oh my gosh, this is what I've been struggling with, or this is what I'm, and it's like, it cannot be a coincidence that this song just like, it's too perfect. It just fits in too perfectly. When music really touches you on a soul level, I think that they choose to communicate with us sometimes in a way that makes sense to us, like a way that is going to get our attention. A song may not get someone else's attention, but for me, it's going to like get my attention. The lyrics of a song, boom, I'm like, I'm listening to the lyrics. It's the lyrics are it for me, so I just think it's amazing. And seeing 11-11, oh my gosh, I see 11-11 so much.
Yes.
And I've always said, 11-11, say a prayer. Everybody else says make a wish. I always said say a prayer. And
I love it.
So I always say a prayer. I still do every time I see 11-11. And if other people are around me, I'm like, hurry up, it's 11-11, say a prayer. before it's 11-12, hurry up, say a prayer. It's a special number to me. My favorite number, even when I was a kid, was 11, and I had no idea why. It's bizarre.
I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna be wrapping it up soon. So I want everybody to get a chance to find out how they can get a hold of you, what you can do for them, and and all your contact information.
Sure. So I'm happy to help people in a variety of ways. I can do energy healings. I can do and it can all be long distance. Most of my clients I work through is Skype, and that's really exciting to me to be able to see the person. It's kind of like you're sitting right there with them, and sound, and doing angel readings. Also doing personal paintings for people. commission in those. My website is www.christia Cummings.com. On Facebook, my page is Christia Angel Medium. Also, on Tuesdays, I do Angel Power Hour, and you can find me on 6, number 6, THSENSE, S-E-N-S-E, worldradio.com. And also in October the 19th in Savannah, Georgia, we're doing Low Country Paracon, and you can find that on Facebook as well, Low Country Paracon. And on Friday nights, me and Low Country Psychic Kelly Spurlock do Ask the Psychics on SixthSenseWorldRadio.com as well at 9 p.m. So I'm happy to be of service, to help people, to give them practical tools. When you do work with me, I will give you some homework because I believe not only in giving a reading and then clearing any energetic blocks that you might have, but also giving you some practical tools so that you can shift to where you really want to be.
Right.
To help you, really help you get to where you want to be.
Right.
And that's, you know, I'm here to be of service. That's why I'm on the planet.
Right.
I didn't have to come back in this lifetime.
Right.
But I'm here. I'm a human angel, and I'm here to be of service.
Yeah. You know, now since it's Mother's Day, I figure that I will ask you one more personal thing, and that would be my mom, who passed away 5 years ago, who was a very, very strong personality. I'm wondering if through your cards or through whatever method that you happen to use, that she has anything to say.
Sure. Well, immediately I'm seeing her. I feel her, and I've been feeling her since you were talking about her, because I visualize things. That's how, because that's just my strong suit. So when you were speaking to her earlier about when she was in the bed and she was going in and out, I had already tapped into her energy,
right?
And I could feel her here, and immediately, you know, giving you a hug. Like what I'm seeing is like, you know, beautiful hug. Like, she's very, very proud of you, very, very loving, very, very energy, and she wants me to, hold on, she wants me to pull, she's tapping my hand to pull a card, hold on. She's directing me, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's
excuse me. She's
bossing you around, I guarantee.
Okay, so faith, understanding, transformation. So she wants you to keep on keeping on, and to have faith that, you know, that it's all going to work out. And I keep feeling like your faith, because it's so strong in the angels, helping people understand, you know, because you got the understanding card, helping people understand. And maybe that's what this next book is about faith and understanding and transformation.
Right.
And how your faith and your understanding of this angelic world will help people transform people's lives.
When she was predicting her death, she kept talking to me, and she kept wanting. She was never a real spiritual person, and she really wanted to know. And I, you know, me doing what I do, she really wanted to really understand more about the spiritual world. And it was interesting because she would ask me so many questions, and all of a sudden she was so interested in finding out more about the afterlife and, you know, about all these different things. So I think it's interesting that she pulled faith, because that's actually one of my very favorite words. Faith and believe are my two favorite words. And I would lecture her all the time. She's like, but how can you prove any of this? I'm like, Mom, you can't prove it. That's what faith is all about. You know, faith is about believing in the things that we can't prove, you know. And
that was actually
interesting card, because I remember having that conversation with her, because she was such a, you know, she needed to see it, feel it, you know what I mean, smell it, kind of
right.
to understand it. And and she became so different the last year of her life, you know, when I think she was preparing to move on. So that's interesting.
Yeah, so I really feel like your faith and understanding of the angels are helping people transform their lives.
Well, I hope so. I feel like you do. Like, you know, like the work you're doing, it's the same thing. It's, you feel like this is why you're here, you know, to be a service and to help others and to give people that faith, you know, give people that push to make them see that, hey, we're really getting this stuff. We're not making this stuff up. This is real. You know, this is real. These messages are real. And no, I don't know why I was chosen to do it, but I was. And there's really, truly something to it. So I think you're doing beautiful work, and I appreciate you being on the show so much. And I hope you'll come back on.
Anytime.
Yeah, a day that's not Mother's Day, and maybe that we can get lots of callers to call in, because I know the callers would love to call in and you know, to get an angel reading. People love angel reading, so I'm sure we would have had way more callers had it been a non Hallmark holiday. Although Mother's Day is the most important of the Hallmark holidays, quite frankly.
Yeah,
pretty important one. Anyway, I appreciate your being on, and everybody, please check out Christia's website. It is, again, www.christia, cummings.com, and you can find out more about her. You can see pictures of some of the beautiful artwork she's done. She's got classes. She's got a blog. She's got radio shows. She's got products. She's got all kinds of stuff, so absolutely check her website out when you have a chance. And, again, I really appreciate your being on, and I hope to talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, it was a joy. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a great show today, everyone. I appreciate everyone listening. It was great. I always love having angel people on, angel mediums and people that have some familiarity with angels, because it is it's close to my heart. It's definitely what my show's about, what my beliefs are about, and what my book was written about. So I want to thank Christia again. And hopefully we will have her back on again soon. So every week, Just Believe Radio airs at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I have amazing guests covering fascinating topics every week. Next week, who is in my queue for next week? Let me see. I have Tom T. Moore. Tom Moore is an author, speaker, and is in the entertainment business. And he's actually, for 25 years, he's been the president and CEO of his own international motion picture and TV program distribution business based in Dallas. He is going to be talking to us next Sunday about a book he wrote called The Gentle Way, and it's a self-help guide for those who believe in angels. And then he wrote The Gentle Way 2, which is called the Story Continues. So I'm very excited to get to talk about angels again next week. And we'll be doing that again next week at 1 o'clock. And in the meantime, if you have some time, don't forget to check out my website. It is lisatarvis.com, www.lisatarvis.com. Where you'll find links to my Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and links to where you can buy my book called Just Believe. And until next week, everyone, have a happy, safe week. Have a beautiful Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And make sure you find some joy today and every day. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.